Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of August 27th, 2023. It's entitled, Guard Your Heart, and it's taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 27. The call to worship is from Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19. He is near to those who call on him, to those who call to him with sincerity. He supplies the needs of those who honor him. He hears their cries and saves them. Thank you, Lord. I'm wondering, how many of you have changed your diet from when you were in your 20s? Anyone? Probably a number of you. Why? Why did you change your diet? Many of us added or eliminated things from our diet because of our heart, to improve the health of our heart. Stats Canada says heart disease is the second leading cause of death in Canada. 20% of all deaths is because of heart disease. And sometimes it's simply a matter of adjusting our diet for the health of our heart. Since our physical heart is essential to life, it needs our protection. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 also tells us to protect our heart. And as we've seen in the Bible, the heart in this sense refers to our mind, will, and emotions. It is referring to all that makes you who you are. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Why do I need to guard my heart? Why do I need to guard my heart? Two of my mom's siblings lived in the Catskill Mountains of New York State, about 17 kilometers apart, and it turned out they were near the opposite ends of a man-made lake. And although it was a large lake, motorboats aren't allowed on it. Something else that surprised me is you need a public access permit to boat or to fish on it, and that there are security patrols. Now, why all this caution for a lake? Now, this lake, turns out, is a reservoir, and it's part of a system in the Catskill Mountains that provides 40% of New York City's drinking water. New York City's drinking water. No wonder there is security, and they are protecting a vital source of water to New York City. When do you suppose the permits and the patrols started? After September 11th, 2001, the terrorist attack on the city and other parts of the country. Like New York City before 2001, we can be a little too casual about protecting our heart. The writer of Proverbs, however, is very clear about its importance. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Our heart is where ideas are processed and decisions are made, which then become actions. The heart is also where split-second responses originate. When you respond to a situation, as you might say, without thinking. Clearly, the heart is important. It is your command center, so to speak. So who is going to be directing it? Are you going to let passion for pleasures run your life? That will ruin you. Are you going to let the worries of life run things? That will incapacitate you. Are you going to let hatred run your life against those that have hurt you or say things that bother you? If you do, that'll kill you. Will you let other people's responses to you decide matters? That will make you crazy. Proverbs' answer to our question, who's going to be directing our command center, is to let God's wisdom guard and direct your life. Guard and direct your heart, that part of you that makes decisions. Now, how can I guard my heart? How can I do that? Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 27 answers that question in two ways. First, in verses 20 to 22, it tells us what I am to let into my heart. And second, in verses 24 to 27, it tells us what I must keep out. How can I guard my heart? Well, it begins with what I'm letting into my heart. Verses 20 to 22 says, "My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body." What is this wonderful life-giving thing the Father is telling us to let into our hearts? Remind yourself how chapter 4 begins. Chapter 4, verses 5 to 7 says, "Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do." Now, this is talking about godly wisdom, making our core decisions based on godly principles will bring health and life to our whole body. And I guard my heart by filling it with godly wisdom. Now, how else am I to guard my heart? Well, according to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 24 to 27, we guard it from those things that don't belong there, by what I am to keep out of my heart. Verse 24 says, "Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips." We see from this that evil speech reflects an evil heart. Keep that in mind. Evil speech reflects an evil heart. Jesus, speaking in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, says, "How could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say." Evil speech reflects an evil heart. I am to keep out deceitful speech that distorts what's true. Keep that out of your heart. Don't go there. Verse 25 says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." Have you ever been so distracted by your surroundings that you're not watching where you're going? You can bump into things and hurt yourself. You know, if you're not careful when you're driving, you see something off to the side, the car may drift. If you're walking and you're looking down at your phone, or you're looking off to the side, you can trip over things, you can walk off to the side and hurt yourself. Watch where you're going. This verse reminds us to guard our hearts from those things that attempt to distract us from looking at the world through the lens of God's wisdom. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Certainly sounds like a father talking to his children. Look at what's in front of you. Be careful where you're going. Watch where you're going. Verse 26 and 27, "Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or left. Keep your foot from evil." Here are the fathers telling his children, telling us, be thoughtful and God guided in your steps. Earlier in chapter 4, he's warning them, don't even take the first step on the path of evil. Don't even take the first step onto the slippery slope and the detours that lead to compromises. Don't go there. Be intentional about where you go, where you put your foot. Sin always promises to give you something appealing. Sin will never promise to hurt you. It always promises to give you something that your heart wants. But it does so in a way that ignores what God has said is right and wrong. It uses shortcuts which disregard God's wisdom. You want to be financially secure? Sure, we all do. You can have financial security all that you want. Just don't report all of your income. They'll never know. Or you know what? A friend of mine was down in Mexico and he forgot to bring back a package. When you're down there, it's going to be dropped off at your hotel room. Just bring it back for him, all right? Don't look inside, just bring it back. Shortcuts. You want to be happy? You want to be wealthy? Don't take Satan's shortcuts. Guard your heart by refusing to veer off the path of wisdom. Plan to remove the obstacles. Hold yourself accountable and submit to God's wisdom. It really comes down to trusting. Will you trust God to guide you, or do you think you need to do it yourself? Do you think you're better at it than God? Are you rejecting God's authority over you? It's essentially what you're doing. We can be far too casual about what we let into our hearts, what we allow to influence us. That's become a popular term now on the internet. There are people who make a living by being influencers, who promote things and ideas, and they make money as people watch their YouTube videos or follow them on Twitter or whatever it might be, and they are attempting to influence what people buy, where people go, even what you think. What's right? What's wrong? What's fun? What's not? Who are you allowing to influence you? Does it matter? The wise father advises his children here in Proverbs, guard your heart, nurture it with wisdom, protect it from foolishness. In Luke chapter 6, verse 43 to 45, Jesus said, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. That's the importance of the heart. It drives, it motivates, it really is who you are. What comes out of your mouth reflects the state of your heart. So what is the condition of your heart? What is the condition of your heart? You can tell by what's coming out, by the fruit your life is producing. Yet remember, you can't impact that by hard work. You can't change your heart with legalism and trying to be good. A change of heart can only be done by God. Only the Holy Spirit can change us from the inside out. The Lord promises In Ezekiel 36:27, I will put my spirit inside you, and I will help you to live by my rules and carefully obey my laws. It's about having a relationship of trust with Jesus as your sin forgiver and the leader of your life, your Savior and your Lord. It's another way to put it. If you haven't asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to lead your life, that is where you need to start. That's the beginning place of a new heart. You need to ask him today. If you have asked Jesus into your life, be sure you are daily allowing him to reign on the throne of your life. If he is, you will be able to identify the fruit of his presence in your life, the result of the Holy Spirit of God being allowed to work in your heart. Galatians 5:22-23 describes what to look for. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Do you see that fruit in your life? Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Proverbs 4:23. If you're struggling in life, it's a sign you have spiritual heart trouble. Spend reflective, prayerful time with the Lord. Talking, but especially listening. Maybe reading through some of his word. Evaluate the condition of your heart. Have you been paying attention to and following God's wisdom? Or are you doing it my way? Above all else, have you been guarding your heart from the temptation of swerving from the path God would have you walk with him? Don't be casual about protecting your heart, mind, and soul from those things that will hinder your walk with the Lord. Don't be casual. Guard your heart. Let me close with benediction from Jude 24:25. Now to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you. Guard your heart. Thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.